Hi, Paul Johnson here, and welcome to my New Forest Folk Festival review for 2024. And what a folk festival it was. Unbelievably friendly, unbelievable lineup, not so good weather, but we didn't care about that, nor did anybody else, because the New Forest Folk Festival was totally amazing. With a lineup such as the Oyster Band, Steel Eye Span, Feast of Fiddles, Jackie McShee's Pentangle, the fabulous Jerry Colvin Band, the Sandy Denny Project, and the list goes on, as well as champion some brand new talent from the likes of Katie Spencer. I've been to this festival a couple of times before, and I actually thought, well, maybe it got a bit lucky, maybe it was just nice that year, but I now realise it really is a lovely festival. Nick and Keith, who own this festival and run this festival, are actually genuinely nice people, opening up their own little farmhouse and an extension park for the artists and the press, making them feel like one of the family. They really do look after their artists here, and there's not many festivals that would give so much of this. The atmosphere is friendly, it's safe, and it's sound. There wasn't one single grumble from anybody I spoke to across the whole weekend. And it was great for me to catch up with some of the artists who were playing, including Alan Prosser from the Oyster Band. And Alan Prosser's from the Oyster Band has a new album out as we speak called Folk Zone, and you can hear that tinkering away underneath my voice. But you can find out more about that in our folkin.com audio review section. But I thought it only right that as I'm playing a little bit of Alan Prosser from the Oyster Band underneath me, he'd be the first interview that you can listen to. Here's what Alan Prosser had to say to me when we caught up in the lovely artist's garden at the New Forest Folk Festival. We spoke about the Oyster Band's retirement and what he's going to be up to in the future. We spoke about his new album, The Folk Zone. Here's what we had to say. Hello and welcome to another Folkin.com audio interview with me, Paul Johnson, still at the now drying out New Forest Folk Festival. It's been like unbelievable weather. We've had winds, rain, sunshine. But despite all that, I have the pleasure of sitting here to the one and only Alan Prosser. How are you?
Oh, honoured to be sitting with you, Paul.
Oh, you're so nice. I love it when you say that. In fact, you know, I'll put it in my memory. When I walked up to see you, I didn't notice you because you look so slim and well. What's going on? Every time I see you, you look younger.
Yeah, I'm living life backwards. I'm hoping to be a baby by the time I'm 80.
I think you're going to make it, mate. It's incredible. Listen, everyone's so sad, mate, about the Oyster Band hanging up their touring shoes. Are you feeling sad, lost, lonely yet?
A little bewildered. I mean, I know it's necessary because other things are creeping into our lives. You know, the old organ recital is getting stronger every day, and it's becoming a necessary thing. So we decided to quit while we still had, what's the right word? We were still in the right frame of mind. We weren't distracted by growing old and things like that. And, you know, it would be nice to end on an up note, so that's what we're doing. We're touring through till May next year, and then we're going to stop touring on May Day, and then we've got a few concerts after that, a few festivals after that, and then that will be it. We'll be finished. And it's been a really wonderful journey. Oh God, I've done it. I've said a journey.
Sorry. It's all a journey.
It's all a journey. Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, so we, you know, thank you all for helping us along the way and buying all our stuff and listening to us. It's been great. And so long, and thanks for all the fish.
Oh, it's a lovely thing. And I was just talking to you earlier about how I used to, when I had radio shows, like trying to get Oyster Band played, or, you know, a number of artists just play them. I used to sometimes get told off by bosses, you're not meant to play that, it's not on the playlist. Oops, sorry, didn't realise. And, you know, whilst we were playing some tracks. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be difficult. Because I said to you, a lot of people sort of grew up with you because all those years, you know, and the thing about what we do, and when I say we, because I play in a band, as you know as well, as communicators, we kind of just, we like to communicate the song. Therefore, when that communication gets through, it's like kind of, there's something in everybody's life that one of your songs would mean something to them.
That's very kind of you to say so. Yeah. I mean, that's what we aim for, obviously. You try and write a song that has resonance with people, and you use all your art, so to speak, to try and achieve that end. And when it works, it's great. You know, I mean, we've been lucky. We've had 3-4 generations of people, you know, sometimes whole families infected with Oyster Band. And it's wonderful. I really like it. You know, and at the moment, funnily enough, because we're going to be stopping, we're busier than ever, which is crazy, really. But I guess, you know, going out with a sort of a bang is good. So, you know.
It certainly is. You've done a hell of a good long goodbye tour. It's all over the place. It's still going on, you know, which is lovely. But it will be sad when it comes to an end. As far as the touring is concerned, I suppose you're hanging up your boots in that. Will you still be maybe looking at recording some albums together?
Well, yeah. I mean, I live for writing songs. That's what I do. That's what I've always done. And I think if I stopped writing songs, I would lose a part of myself. And I'm doing songs locally. I did some with a man called Al Clark. I'm doing some with a guy called Jeffrey Richardson. I'm doing, I'm just tinkering with things at the moment, looking for a direction. But I think it's going to be not so much releasing albums as releasing individual tracks and setting them forth in a direction that might do, you know, where there might be a resonance for them.
Yeah.
Because the CD is getting difficult to sell now. The generation, 2 generations after me, just do Spotify or radio, you know, or something, but they don't do CDs anymore. I don't think any of them that I know that are that age have a CD player. It's remarkable. Until someone invents something that allows you to present a body of work that isn't a CD, the CD will stay, I think. Even in limited numbers, because what else is there? You know?
That's right. It's a very strange situation with CDs, isn't it? Because they were going to be. Oh, you know, I remember when they came out. You could put jam on them, you can spill your coffee on them, and all this nonsense. Unlike vinyl, but vinyl seems to be taking over the CDs again now. Still, but it's very expensive to produce still, and it's not without its problems. I know because I looked into it.
Especially when you're on the road, because it's so damn heavy. Vinyl is so damn heavy to carry around.
Yeah. So the Oyster Band are waving goodbye as they go off into the sunset, quite literally. Yeah. But from that, you say you will always write songs. You're like me. You'll never stop, even if you're sitting in your shed.
I don't want to stop.
No, you never stop. You have a new album that's come out just recently called Folk Zone. Yeah. It's called Folk Zone. It's your new thing. Very colourful cover, I must say. And I'm going to do a little review of this on the folking.com as well. But tell me about this, because this is a body of work that you've just put together from lots of bits and pieces that you've done in the past, isn't it?
Well, as I went through various stages of technology for the guitar, you know, I've got something like 5 guitar synths and a guitar pickup on my guitar to play it, and various drum machines, all the various instruments that you can get on a modern digital workface these days, and, you know, just making experimental pieces of music based on folk music, based on folk themes. And over the years, I've accumulated a lot and not known what to do with them. But all of a sudden, this collection sort of coalesced out of all of that productivity over the years, and I decided it would sound good on a CD, so I made a CD.
It's brilliant. It looks really good, actually, and there's 13 tracks on here. Yeah. I'm looking forward to having a listen. Some of them are really short, so you say, but this is openly available on your Bandcamp, and I expect alanprosser.com, and that sort of thing.
I don't have a website as such. The Oyster Band website, you can get it on there. I haven't got it anywhere else at the moment, but I'm really lazy about things like that. I think if people want it, they'll come and find me.
Exactly, we'll check you out. We'll just do a search on you. We'll hunt you down. You know, I do that, actually. I do that. Half the time, what I do is I'll get these things through, and I won't look at the bottom where it says, you know, thisband.co.uk. I shall go, no, I'm going to find them. I'll put it out. What's their name? And I'll do a search on them and let Google do the work. You know,
this is a limited edition, right? It's only I think only 300 copies made.
Wow.
And 50 have gone already, at least. Blimey. So, you know.
This is a rarity. This could be an investment for the future. So if I keep this, I could auction it, like, you know,
in years to come. Retire to a tropical island.
And just go off into the sunset thing. And I'll look back to this day, I'll go, thanks, Alan, for giving me that album, because I've now sold it for so much money, I'm going to sail off into the sunset. What a dream that would be. Isn't it great with the tech, though? I love it. I've got a little studio, and it's like, I had this guy come around. He said, I want to see your setup, he said, because I'm trying to build a studio myself. I mean, I'm not an engineer by a long shot. I'm a guitarist like you, and I'm a pretty bad one as well, that. But I know a few chords. But anyway, he came around, and he'd never seen anything that looked like a digital audio workstation before or anything. Okay. So I was sitting there, and I fired up that I use Ableton. And Reaper, but for those tech heads out there. But anyway, and I had Easy Drummer 3 up, which is a tune track thing. Yeah. And he's a drummer. And he went, what's that? I said, oh, that's my drummer. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, I've got the keyboard out. I was like, he went, oh my God, he said. And I said, well, I don't like that kit much. Let me just change it to the folk kit. And he went, what kit? So I switched it down the menu to a folk kit with mallets and all that. And then this graphic came out, and I started hitting that with my keyboard. And he was totally amazed. But, I mean, it's great, isn't it, to sit there and do that.
Yeah,
but the trouble is I find I'll get lost and end up with a load of rubbish.
Well, the thing I've done for years is... my job in the band for years has been to sketch songs the way they might come out if the band were to play them. So I've always made these things fairly unfinished, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
they're like rough sketches. Good sketches, but rough sketches. And then, some of those sketches turned out really well. And in fact, one of the things on there, or two of the things on there, the band did actually play at some point. I think when Chopper was in the band, we played them. But the rest were, if you like, bread cast on the waters as far as the band was concerned. You know, if John didn't want to sing it, that was out.
You know,
if someone didn't want to play it, that was out. And so there's a kind of, I don't know, they're tracks that have existed in spite of not being picked by the band, if you know what I mean.
That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, so they just sort of... maybe because they're too difficult, or because I would have had to play three instruments at once, you know, that kind of thing. So
Oh, that's a brilliant stuff. I'm really looking forward to hearing that. And I love your guitar sound. I've copied it with trying to get a number of amplifiers to sound like your guitar, especially in 20th of April and things. And I've never had much luck with it. But I've now settled to a nice orange amp. I've got an orange TH-30, and it's lovely. Do you know the orange amp, the range?
I've never used one. But
man, it's great. It just works. It's like, I can carry it around. Yeah. And it's got four nice valves in it. And I'm just beginning to sort of start a long-term relationship with it, a loving long-term relationship. And I'm beginning to learn about its harmonics and what it does. Yeah. You know, like you would know if you dampen them and you get this little hum.
I'm captivated at the moment by, there's a Black Star amp that they've made. It's a special one, and it's really light. I mean, it's a full-blown 50-watt amp. Yeah. Oh, it's got a power dump on it, so you can use it at low volumes.
Yeah.
And it's really light. It's about a fifth the weight of a normal amp.
They
made it with special materials, the speakers and everything. You know?
Well, I love that idea.
Yeah,
because that's what I got. I used
about 600 quid.
Oh, man, I know. Do you know what? This is an amazing thing. If I have to edit this, I will, but I must quickly say this. I was looking for a TH-30 because I wanted a valve amp, but I wanted it smaller. Because I had a PV Valve King 100 with a cabinet, two great big vintage 35 speakers in it. It was too much to carry around. I'm very old now. And I went down to, and I found one on FaceBay, the lovely FaceBay. And it said, FaceBay. It's like Facebook where they sell things. It's amazing. And it came up and it said, brand new TH-30. I thought, well, that's a lie, because they stopped making them 4 years ago. So I messaged the bloke and I said, I'm interested in your amp. He was down in Guildford, and I'm in Lydd, down by the coast there.
Yeah.
And he said, no, he's brand new. He said, it's in the box. I said, it can't be. I said, they stopped making them 4 years ago. He said, yeah. He said, but the managing director of Orange gave it to me. He said, it's been in my bedroom ever since. And I thought, this is a wind-up. This has got to be a scam. Anyway, I jumped in the car with my 350 quid, zoomed all the way down to Guildford, and it was still in the box. And it wasn't just in a box, it was in the polythene. And even the plug was still wrapped up and sealed with this.
All right.
And I
got myself a bargain.
Yeah, I said, what happened? He said, well, I used to do a few events. He said, I'm a drummer. He said, and I said to the guy, the managing director of Orange, who used to sponsor us, well, I'm thinking of learning to play the guitar. And he said, oh, I have one of our new amps. And he gave him one, but he never used it. And he sold it to me, and I've got a brand new Orange amp. So that's a lovely little story.
Well, aren't you a lucky dog?
I'm loving it. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Alan. I'm going to follow you, not stalk you. But I want to follow you and see what you're going to get up to post Oyster Band. Okay. Any other projects you've got going? Or can't you talk about them yet? Well, you can, but you'll have to kill me.
No, nothing like that. I'm still, and there's still lots of Oyster Band going on. So I'm still thinking. I mean, we've got to rehearse for the June tour. We've got to rehearse for Kaylee's again because we haven't played those for a long time. We've got two coming up. What else have we got to do? Quite a lot. There's a lot of things on the agenda, you know. Coming up for the last bit of touring we do, so there might even be a new song or two from Oyster Band.
That'd be lovely if we can hear that, mate. We actually do, and I don't know, I haven't asked you, but we do 20th of April in my band. Is that all right?
Yeah,
that's too late now.
That's Celtas Cortos, so that's a Spanish band.
I know, yeah. And it was very funny because I had a Spanish friend and I said, can you translate this chorus for us? And she said, oh, I thought it's a bit of a strange Spanish. She said, it's because there's a lot of regional Spanish, isn't there? And she said, it sounds like something like things have changed or something like that, or it's all changed or something like that. So I gather it was something like that. So it took me ages to learn that chorus, I tell you.
Well, I'm afraid I've no idea what it means because John's always sung it in cod Spanish is the only word I
use. Yeah, well, we do that. We love doing that song. So thank you for that song letting me do it. It's been lovely talking to you, and I look forward to seeing you tonight. I'll do you a little album review, and please stay in touch. And if you want the album, anybody out there, it's called Folk Zone, and it's Alan Prosser's little project that he's doing. Just search Alan Prosser. You'll find him. Thanks for talking to us, mate.
Yeah,
thanks very much indeed. Cheers.
Okay. Bye.